It's nearly midnight.
Okay, fine. That ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I blank fell 3 or 4 times.
And nearly.
Okay.
Or almost.
If someone is waiting for you to get back so that you can go out with him, and he calls to you, "Hey, will you be ready soon?" you might answer, "I'll be with you in
a second."
Okay, fine. Or how about the term "a short while"? You could say, "I'll be with you in
a minute."
Okay, fine. Okay, you know you're on the right road, but aren't sure of the distance, and you ask somebody, "How blank is it to Atlanta?"
Or how far is it to Atlanta?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you'd say,
"In which direction is that?"
Okay.
Is that what you're...
Right, or anything like that to get somebody's attention to it. How about, "Look here"? What would you say, something similar to that?
Yeah, "Look here," or "Look," or "What is that," or something like that.
Okay, fine. If you want to know how many times, you would say to someone, "How blank do you go to town?" Instead of saying, "How many times do you go to town?" you could say,
"How many trips do you make to town?"
Okay. How about the word O-F-T-E-N?
Oh, how often do you go?
Okay, fine. You agree with a friend when he says, "I'm not going to do that," or "I'm not going to vote for that guy," and you say, you're agreeing with it.
"I'm not either."
Okay, fine. Instead of saying "either," what is another word you could say? Either
or either.
Okay. What would you use with the term "nor"? You've got "either or." What would go with "nor"?
Meaning?
What? What would you say?
No, I'm just thinking about it. That just sounds odd.
Okay.
You're an English teacher. It may sound right.
Me neither. Neither nor. Okay. The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hair when it hangs down is your
forehead.
Okay, fine. You go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
And if you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard.
Okay. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep a pencil when he wasn't using it, so it'd always be handy?
Behind his ear.
Which ear?
Well, usually the left one, I think.
Okay, fine.
I know,
and if he
was
left-handed, he'd put it behind his
right ear.
All right, fine. If someone's mumbling, you'd say, "Take that chewing gum out of your
mouth."
Okay. He's got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. And he wears a necktie around his
neck.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And he says he needs to fill that one
tooth.
All right. The dentist says you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gums.
Okay. You could hold that baby bird in the
palm
of your hand. Okay. He got mad and doubled up both
fists.
And he shook his
fist
at the man who ran off the road. Okay. People get old and complain that they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Okay, fine. The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
Okay, and he's got broad
muscles or shoulders.
Okay, fine. They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
You have a left hand and a right
hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
Okay. At the end of your leg is your end of your leg.
Oh, your heel.
Okay, and the whole thing your heel's on.
Your foot.
Okay, and in between your foot and your leg is that little bone down there. What's that called?
Your ankle.
And if you have two of these things down there, what do you call them?
Your ankles.